Pakistan's High Commissioner to the UK, Dr. Mohammad Faisal, confirmed that Pakistan International Airlines, PIA, will resume flights to various UK cities after Eid. He shared the news during an iftar dinner hosted for journalists, TikTokers, and other distinguished guests in London, Express News reported. Dr. Faisal revealed that flights from London and Manchester to Pakistan will be reinstated first. He further expressed his efforts to resume PIA services from Birmingham as well in the near future. The High Commissioner clarified that the resumption of flights would be marked with a formal opening ceremony, and the media would be invited to cover the event. He also explained that the process of resuming flights is separate from the issue related to the aircraft's wheels touching down. Moreover, the government has assured the International Monetary Fund of selling the Pakistan International Airlines by July. But the future of Roosevelt Hotel in New York has yet to be decided amidst the U.S. decision to terminate the $228 million worth lease deal prematurely. The privatization ministry also briefed the IMF about the status of the PIA privatization and gave a July 2025 deadline to sell the loss-making entity, said the sources. The government's earlier attempt to privatize PIA had badly failed after its weak scrutiny process ended up at selecting a real estate developer as the sole bidder. The sole bidder had given 10 billion rupee offer, which was many times lower than the minimum ask price of 85 billion rupees. The sources said that the IMF was informed that the government was in the process of gauging the market sentiment before issuing the expression of interest for inviting the investors by the end of this month. It seems the government is not very confident about the success of the second attempt, as it has again started the process of checking the investors' confidence and whether there is any appetite for buying a bleeding asset. The authorities informed the IMF that three parties may take part in the bidding. These include two bidders who had earlier withdrawn from the process after the government did not accept the condition to waive off 18% sales tax on lease of the aircraft, and taking out 45 billion rupees liabilities from the PIA balance sheet before its privatization. The IMF has already agreed to relax these two conditions, which along with opening of European routes are considered as major incentives for the success of the second bid on the privatization.